Node 5 0 6 9 8 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8. Node 4 7 3 3 9 0 connected to node 4 7 3 3 8.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls. This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
K2PCB. KC2PET.
Good morning, Mr. K2PET. How are you, sir? Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. A little late this morning. Somebody is up early greeting me and wanted to talk this morning before she goes to work. So that's why I'm late this morning.
No worries. No worries. Not at all. It's, yeah, it's a nicer Monday morning. Actually, it's not great, but it seems like it might be okay today. Hopefully this burns off. I don't think it got much past mid-50s yesterday. Even though I was wearing shorts all weekend. Yeah. So, did you get to key in your new radio ID anywhere? Is it programmed?
Nope. I've been as busy this weekend, again, as usual. I did not play any radio. So what did I do? Oh, yeah. Did my mulch my gardens up front. I mowed. I rebuilt a birdhouse with Evelyn. What else did we do? Yeah, and then we went to see her grandmother this weekend, 102-year-old grandmother. So we don't know how much time's left there. So we have made an attempt to go see her. So yeah, I had a pretty full weekend this weekend. I didn't even open my email. I think I looked at it at work. I think that's the last time I looked at it. And I haven't touched it since.
Yeah, are you there? Okay, did a little bit of radio play. Found some more DMR talk groups that are interesting. Listened, especially on Saturday night, I was listening to the Canada Hub, and I didn't realize how many nuts they do. I think I was maybe listening to them once before and got a little bored with them. They had a really good net on Saturday night, and I was listening to. So that was interesting. The only thing is every time this one guy on Keith, it had this like, and when I played it back on my phone, after a while, it was really loud. So that was unfortunate because I didn't get to hear the end of it. But maybe with my headphones on, it'll be different. What else? Oh, I started listening to TGIF. I did a little bit in the beginning, but I'm finding other talk groups on the TGIF server that are pretty good. I even put the Ham Radio Crusaders talk group in my list. I don't know if he ever does anything on there, but I put that in there. What else did I do? Yeah, we did a lot of running around on Saturday. Bought some paint. We're gonna paint the bathroom again. Let me drop it for a second. Yeah, I know they've been back in since they remodeled to repaint once. But it keeps peeling, so I bought some good peel stock primer, and I'm going to repaint it. And so I was scraping it down, spackling this weekend where the paint was peeling. And, and that's what else did we do? Well, we started watching the series on Netflix, Berlin. It's kind of a prequel to another series we were watching. And so it's the next season. It's a couple years old now, but we never went back to watch it. So we watched a few episodes of that, and that wasn't bad. Yeah, and then a lot of little things. Nothing too exciting in there other than that.
I got most of that. I lost you at talk groups. Your audio cut out, and then you came back after talking about doing like some remodeling or something. But, I think I got most of that. I think you're talking more about the MR. Oh, yeah. So, I have a bird feeder. It turned out pretty good. She's going to put her own little colors to it. And I told her, I said, you can't do too much. You got to, I don't know if you put a lot of markers and stuff on it, the birds probably won't like the smell, and they probably won't go in it. So, I told her, I said, only a little bit. I said, I go, no smelly markers or anything if you can help it. So, we'll see. I'm going to put it up in one of the, there's a tree back there that's kind of close to the house. We can watch it from the deck. So, she'll do that. So I did look, I was looking online for light bulbs for Evelyn's light, and I got that up and going. So, I know you've been looking for DMR. I know you're kind of him and hawing for the 878 by Anytone. Brady Oddity makes one. It's the GD77, I think it is. It's another DMR. People have pretty good reviews about it. And it's a little bit cheaper. I know the Anytone was around $350, I think-ish. And this one's like around $217, so it's about $100 cheaper. If you look at that radio, if you've seen that radio and perked your interest up a little bit to buying that one, maybe it's a little cheaper.
Yeah, I had seen that pop up a little bit. Even the Anytone 168 has been talked about a lot lately. I think they're stripped down in features. I definitely like the idea of the APRS in the one, 878. I'm not sure what the Radiodity has. I don't think the 168 does. It's funny because I've been doing a bit of research, and Lynn commented when we were on the road the other day, she says, man, I'm getting a lot of, what did she say, radio ads showing up on my feed these days. You must be doing some research. In fact, this weekend was Hamvention in Xenia. You know, we used to refer to it as the Dayton Hamfest in Ohio. And BridgeCom Systems was running a Hamvention special, but they were running it on the 168, not the 878.
Yeah, it'll pause a little bit. I like to catch your cop sitting next to me. Maybe a little discreet there. But, yeah. Yeah, I was kind of looking at that. I even already got the Anytone. I don't know. I think it's too much radio for me. I don't really need the APRS that's in it. I don't have any plans on using it. I'm sure I have APRS going right now on my phone. They track you no matter where you go. So. But, I think that's the kind of the expensive part of it, too, besides the DMR mode in it. I don't know if they can hike the price up, but I think if you take the GPS and the APRS out of it, I think that makes it a little bit cheaper in price. So, yeah, unless you want those features, I guess you get what you pay for, but... Yeah, I don't even know. I didn't know if mine. Yeah, I think mine has GPS in it. Like I said, Megan got that one for me for gift. I don't even know what the price tag of it was. Seeing that the ones, and these are updated ones. These are like the version 3s and pros. And that radio's got to be 5 years old now. So it's probably the first or second version out. So I'm sure it's changed since then.
I know that model's been out for a little bit. Here's a dual band, so it's the UV. Is it the UV2? After that, there were firmware updates. And if you have the UV2, it would be just a matter of whether or not you have the latest firmware. I would hope that they are backwards compatible with firmware, so long as you have the UV2 model.
Yeah, since I'm digging for that one too, I don't want to brick it either. RAID has hardly been used, so I've been using all my other ones. So that Wolfson, actually I liked that Wolfson. The one that's got the screen and now it seems like the audio problem. I did like that radio, and it's a shame it's not really worth much anymore. It does have a crossband feature, and I don't know if I ever was going to toy with that and turn that on. I mean, just use it as a crossband radio with no display on it. I don't know. I'll have to see. I don't know. I didn't even look into fixing it. I don't even think it's worth fixing because it seems to be having more and more issues of its own. I know it's too now when you turn it on, the receiver's not active in it right away. Because I was like, I was trying to dial up something on my note. And I thought my note wasn't working, and it was. It just was the receiver and that radio was not working. And kind of was like, it took me a little while to investigate to figure out it was the radio and not the note.
Yeah, I didn't realize the time it was. I had to disconnect from the truck and start walking in.
Oh, crap. I didn't even know what time it was. All right, we can pick this back up, back at work. See you in there. This is KT2PET.
All right, K2PCB.
Node 50015 connected to node 47338. Node 50698 connected to node 47338. Node 47390 connected to node 47338. Node K2PCB-P disconnected. Node 47390 connected to node 47338.